So is e-commerce going to be the main determinant for air cargo markets in 2025? I mean, it's a massive driver this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been huge. It's thought to account for about 20% of total volumes and 1/3 of freighter capacity. And whoever you ask, they all say it's here to stay. You know, that cat's well out of the bag. And so I think people are expecting a reasonably similar year next year. And that's good for air freight because some other verticals have suffered, aerospace being one in particular, increasing numbers of perishables going by sea, which has always been the case, really. One commodity is doing well as servers for AI, which is a nice little boost. But I think e-commerce will continue to be the backbone. But I remember us chatting about this last year, Mike, and the same podcast last year. And I said then that I think much of the e-commerce by air is unsustainable economically as well as environmentally. Now, there are some suspicions that Trump may lessen some environmental rules, but that won't stop other countries from trying to, you know, put in their own rules. And then there's also the tariffs, which could lead more e-commerce players to try and set up in the US and more goods and materials bought in by sea, perhaps, rather than air. But then e-commerce is growing anyway. So either way, air freight is going to keep doing well from it.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.